With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today laid it all out on the line, telling his nation the military has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas, sending ground troops into Gaza and expanding attacks from the air, ground, and sea. He says it will only increase ahead of the broad ground invasion into the territory.
We intend to give the Hamas a lethal blow, but in addition, our second objective, of course, is bringing the hostages home.
The Republican National Committee says it will include Republican Jewish Coalition as co-moderators in next month's GOP presidential debate, and it looks like a stinging defeat for the Democrats. Chairwoman Ron McDaniel says it's a big contrast to Democrats who seem to be silent about rising anti-Semitism coming from inside their own party.
We have chosen this partner to show our commitment to Israel, but also to Jewish Americans and Jewish people across the country, that we believe any type of religious intolerance is unacceptable.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mike Pence dropping his bid for the GOP nomination. He says, after prayer and deliberation, I've decided to suspend the campaign. President Biden is reaffirming American support for the Philippines.
Wednesday's state visit by the Australian Prime Minister was seen by the White House as deepening an alliance that's increasingly viewed as a critical counterweight to China's influence in the Pacific. During talks, Mr. Biden raised the potential for conflict and made it clear that the Philippines can count on the U.S.
I want to be very clear. The United States' defense commitment to the Philippines is ironclad.
A few days ago in the South China Sea, Chinese ships blocked and collided with two Philippine vessels.
And this is SRN News. Mainline Protestant pastors have some interesting views when it comes to faith and politics.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey man filing a federal lawsuit to block a state policy preventing schools from letting parents know their children are living as the opposite sex. Frederick Short argues the policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental health care. This is SRN News. The founder of FTX testifying in court this week that he admits to making mistakes that cost his customers money.
Sam Bankman-Fried acknowledges in court that the innovative business that he hoped would move the cryptocurrency system forward ended up hurting his customers. During testimony in Manhattan federal court, Bankman-Fried said he made mistakes, large and small. But when asked by his lawyer if he defrauded anyone or took customers' funds, Bankman-Fried said he had not. Bankman-Fried has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy charges, accusing him of diverting billions of dollars from his clients and investors to make risky investments, buy luxury housing, engage in a star-studded publicity campaign, and make large political and charitable donations.
It is wintry in Nebraska and Kansas, snow and bad driving conditions. More details at SRNnews.com.